Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings. What's going on, guys? This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black, of course, telling about the music I started with. This is the actual pre-Mother's Day pregame. All right, today is March. And we are chilling live. Got call-ins. I'm waiting for a couple of my guest hosts to call in and everything like that. But before we get into it, let me get into a couple of events coming up. As of tomorrow, down in Greenville, South Carolina, it's the Sexy Sister Sunday Mother's Day Tattoo Party. That's going down at Club Rain at 50 Wood Lake Road in Greenville. Ladies are free before 12, and gents, you guys are $5 with college ID before 12. 10 ladies, 5 guys will be selected to get free ink. All right, so free ink over in Greenville, South Carolina. Of course, 18 to party and get ink, 20 to drink, and the sexiest lady in the building will receive a bottle of Nuvol. So go to the party, you get like Cherry 7-Up or something. Also, the Die Rich Ladies, they present Chrome Tuesdays at the Chrome Lounge over in Brooklyn at 857 Atlantic Avenue between Waverly and Washington. $10 to get in after work thing. You can contact these ladies for that info at dierichladies@gmail.com. Also going down on the 15th, Wonder and the 18 crew, they present Fishnet and Fitted Affair going on at French Quarter. That's at 395 South Main Street in New City. Ladies are free before 11. $3 wine, apple martinis, mixed drinks, SoCo Live shots until 1 o'clock. $20 fish bowls. DJ A1 will be on the ones and twos. You can contact Wonder at 845-248-9251. Anything going like that. Once again, 347-857-4302 is the number. We got the chat room going on. This is the pregame. I'm Brooklyn Black. I see finally Ebony has entered the building. What's going on?
What's popping, son?
I
love the intro. That was excellent. That hearing that song reminds me of so many Mother's Day here at home. When Grandma was living and Uncle Greg was up here, and he used to always sing that song. That's what's up, son.
Yeah, that's the reason why I did it. You know, you know, to give, you know, to give pay homage, you know, give some thanks, give some respects to the ones before us. But also, too, going down on the 15th, the bar exam party, that's going down at the Rose Lounge, 22701 Linden Boulevard. $10 gets you in all night, $3 shots up everything until 1 o'clock. 21 and over. Ladies, if you are 18 and you want to get in, you got to RSVP at youseemenyc@gmail.com. That's youseemenyc@gmail.com. If you guys want to get in on it. Okay. Second call is in the building. Jerry, what's going on?
I'm good. I just came back from having a few drinks. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So you did a little Mother's Day pre-gaming over there. I see you. Like I said, I got the phone lines opened up. 347-857-4302. Call in. You want to give your, you know, your mom a shout-out, say anything like that. Call about that. We're going to get right into one of the topics. Let's say you were in a committed relationship. You're not going to say anyone, men, women. You're in a committed relationship, straight, gay, bi, indifferent. And you guys are into it, getting into being intimate, you know, doing your do. And while you're doing it, you got someone else's, let's say, image. Or call it a great. You can think about somebody else while you're doing the deed. Is that considered cheating? Matt, what you think on that one?
Listen, what goes on in your mind is your business.
So you're doing your intimate thing, and instead of the dude that you're doing it with, you're thinking of, I don't know, Bruce Willis. But then,
afterwards,
you know, you tell your man about it. You know, afterwards, you know, tell me, he out, you know, I think about Bruce Willis. He gets mad, like, you know, he feels like that's...
First of all, why would I tell that? That's ridiculous. Like I just said, what goes on in your mind is your business. That's the problem. People be having diarrhea out of the mouth. They always want to run it. They always want to tell. Some things are for your knowledge only.
All right, Jay, man, point of view, what you saying?
Oh, I agree with that totally. You already know. I mean, it's all in your mind. It's for you. That's your imagination. That's your experience. She don't have to know any more than you have to know. Half the time, she don't probably be thinking about you either. She probably thinking about Lenny Kravitz or something like that. So, we just gotta do whatever makes you feel good. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, last week I wasn't with baby's mom. I was with somebody else.
Sneaky dude over here.
But hey, as far as she knows, I was counting that out. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to say nothing. You're just supposed to do whatever makes you feel good.
Okay. All right, so that's one thing we're going in on as far as today. Also, to say in a continuation, and you do what's known as the online flirting. You know, if you're on Facebook, you know, you guys having a little poke wars and putting stuff on each other's wall or on Twitter, you know, you say that's your Twitter boo and all that good stuff. But you got a good relationship outside with that. The different flirting thing, if in a committed relationship, is that cheating?
I don't think that the poke wars is considered cheating. Unless you're actually poking the person. Now, the rest of that stuff, that's subject to debate. But online flirting.
So, like I said, let's debate on it then. You know, like I said, it's flirting, and it's a person that 8 out of 10 you're not gonna see in real life. You know, and you guys, and it's just strictly on the computer. You know, strictly on the text message or whatever. Okay, like say you stumble upon your boo Facebook, and you see he back and forth flirting with somebody, and you know, and you can pretty much tell it's just like on some digital.
Wow.
You flipping?
It depends, because really, I mean, if they're flirting with someone that is halfway across the world, then, you know, knock yourself out, have fun, whatever. But if, you know, if I'm in Manhattan and you're in Manhattan and this person is in the Bronx, then we got a problem because they just a train ride away. All right, it's a matter of time before it gets to so when I'm a thief. You know, that eventually happens. Even with people out of state. I can tell you that right now. You know, when, you have people that plan trips just to go see another motherfucker, all right? So it depends, yo. Yo, you never know. You never know. So, I mean, you got to, I guess, just keep an eye on it.
Okay, so just pretty much handle it with a watchful eye. And long as, like I said, strictly platonic, you ain't got no beef with it, right?
More or less.
All right. Like I said, 347-857-4302 is the number. We're going to go pay some bills, talk with some sponsors and stuff. We're going to be right back. I'm going to throw in another track for you guys. This one is for you.
Thank you.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
sweet. And dear mama,
there's no one above you,
sweet. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand.
all appreciate it.
All right, we are now back.
Cheers.
All right, before we go any further, also, too, let me shout out all the reggae heads. Coming up on the 21st, Forward Reggae Fridays, going down at the Madam X Lounge, 94 West Houston, between Thompson and LaGuardia. Ladies are free before midnight. Gentlemen, you guys are free until, you guys aren't free. You guys are 10 hours before 1 o'clock. If you want info, you want to reserve a table, you want to contact Bintu at 347-249-6594. Also, too, for those just tuning in, We're covering a couple of topics right now. You know, Mother's Day, if anybody, you know, want to get shout out their mom or give a mom story, something like that, you could do that. Also, we're talking about the whole digital dating. Well, not digital dating, but digital flirting thing. We got somebody calling in out of the 347.
How you doing?
347, what's good?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Queen, what's good, baby?
I'm fine. Is this Marcus?
Yeah, this is the pregame.
How you doing, Queen of Swords?
What's going on, sweetie?
Just supporting. I'm just supporting. I'm just showing some love.
All right, that's what's up. So what's up? You got a mom story to give us?
Nah, my mom, Jehovah's Witness.
Your mom's a Jehovah's Witness. So
yeah.
How is that? What, they don't celebrate Mother's Day?
No. Yeah, she was looking at me like, don't buy me nothing. I'm Jehovah's Witness.
They don't celebrate any holidays like
that. Yeah, huh? So I was kind of glad because I could save my money. You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it seems like being a Jehovah's Witness is like procession friendly. What is that? Like, you know, I might do that. That seems to be real.
I'm from the Jehovah's Witness.
Procession friendly. Okay. So let me ask you something. If, you're in a relationship, right, and your man is, like, you know, flirting with somebody else over the Internet.
Say it again?
I said, you're in a relationship, your man's flirting with, you know, and it's just flirting, you know, homeless friend, hey, beautiful, hey, boo, you know, stuff like that, over, like, say, over Facebook. And our own girl, she's all the way in Japan.
Okay.
Now, you see that, like, is you going to, like, flip out, or?
No, I wouldn't flip out because I'd be doing it, too. Why would I flip out if I do the same thing? I'm not like that.
Okay, so you say, hey, it's fair game either way.
Yeah, because she's all the way in Japan. I don't got nothing to worry about.
Okay. So what if, say, homegirl lived in Florida?
I'm still wouldn't worry. If you do it in my face, then I'll bust my head with a bottle. But otherwise, nah, everything is cool. I don't see nothing wrong with that because you just interacting. I don't think flirting is a harmful thing. I don't think nothing wrong with flirting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's healthy.
Right. You just got to, like I said, you know, see how far a motherfucker want to take it.
I think it's healthy to flirt. I really do because... I think it's healthy because it makes the person that you're with more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you think I'm weird, but that's what I
no,
think.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay. Good thing with this. So let me ask you. You get intimate with your man, right, and whatever, but then you find out whether he tells you or whatever, but while y'all was doing that, he had somebody else's face on your body.
He had somebody else what on my body?
Somebody else's face.
He was thinking of somebody else, period.
Oh, like if he slipped and called me somebody else's name, you mean? Or he thinking
oh,
about
no,
somebody
no, no,
else?
No, not even. Just like, you know, you doing it, you find out, like I said, he wasn't thinking about doing you. He's thinking about doing, I don't know, say, the chick with the big butt down the street.
Like if he told me that? Like if he's supposed to tell me that, I'll just come back with another one. Like, yeah, like I was picturing me sucking somebody else's dick when I was sucking your dick. That's all. I'll just come back with another one. I'll come back with another one. That's all.
Okay, but look, he's not telling you to be spiteful or nothing. He's just saying, yo.
In general, that's how I am. You know what I mean? I always got one. You know.
So she's on the
fire. Keep it to yourself, yo.
I always plan ahead. So you know, like I don't know. I don't think nothing wrong with flirting on Facebook. It's just a Facebook. Is the person could be a man he's flirting with. That's why, you know what I mean? It could be a man you're flirting with, thinking there's a lot of girls up there that's guys, that's gay. Trust me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And they be bagging mad guys, and they think it's a girl.
Yeah.
So that's
that
enough.
Is hilarious.
If the guy wanna be easy, he gonna be flirting with a bunch of guys thinking it's girls.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Am I right?
Hey, you're on the money with that one. You know, I can't really say anything much about it, but.
I'm kind of rare. I'm probably the coolest girl you ever meet. I don't let stuff like that bother me. I don't let stuff like that bother me because that's petty.
Turn the background down.
That's Ebony?
Yeah, that's Ebony. Ebony is in here.
Hi,
Queen. I was saying what's up from the very beginning, but you was getting your talking, so you know.
Yeah, I did hear when you said hi. Yeah, so what else y'all talking about besides the
Well, we talking about that. We're doing the whole mom thing. Pretty much while we're on it, let's get into the whole asshole of the week. I'm sorry, the dumbass of the week is part of the show. Now, I told people, you know, send me your suggestions and anything like that. No one really did. But then it seems like the radio God has bestowed a blessing upon me. I come in my crib and I see the Daily News, and who's on the cover? LT Lawrence Taylor once again.
Oh,
now
boy.
Now they're saying allegedly he raped a 60-year-old runaway prostitute.
Uh-oh.
Up in Ramapo, a.k.a. Rockin' County.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, he did that. And I say like this. The reason why I put LT up for Dumbass of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because this dude, come on, like, you're a public face, man. Like, hey, granted, everybody does what they do.
Yeah.
You know, some they like to wear, you know, women's lingerie, everything. That's what they do. But you're a public figure, man. You got to think twice what you're doing. And like, this is the first time he did it.
No, but when he was doing it before, it was grown women. He was doing it with grown women before. That's the difference.
Okay, but look, in all fairness, you know, like I know, that there are a lot of 15-year-olds that don't look 15-year-olds.
Thank you,
okay?
Eb.
Now, unfortunately, see, as a chick, I can tell how old another chick is. Why? Because I look in her face. I'm not looking at her body. I look in her face. See, little girls like that, they still wear bobos in their hair, and they do the baby hair thing. So, you know, but for the men, I got to be honest. Yo, a lot of these young ladies do not look like they're 14 and 15-year-olds. Some of these are almost 6 feet tall, and we're talking about 8th and 9th graders. Okay, I'm 5'3", and I was considered tall back in the day.
Oh, really? 5'3"?
Okay?
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, in defense of LT, maybe he thought he was just having sex with a hooker, period. And unfortunately, while it's illegal in the state of New York, it goes on. Niggas do it. So, I mean, you know, I don't see where he went wrong with that. If that's what he was doing, that's what he felt like spending his $300 on, then let the man go ahead and do what he's going to do. But all that, he beat her up and all that other shit. You know, come on. That's, come on, man. Come on. And wait a minute. Didn't this white football player just get away with raping two chicks?
Exactly.
Not one chick, but two chicks?
I didn't hear about that one.
I forgot
one,
the dude's name. I guess Black knows the dude's name.
Ben Roethlisberger.
He got off twice. Went to,
trial
and everything. Got off twice. For raping, you know, straight out, flat out raping two people. Come on. At least LTO, yo, I was with a hooker. I paid $300. So what?
They made
you know,
it look like he knew. They made it look like he knew she was underage. I'm telling you, my brother is a pimp, and I'm telling you, them girls know what they're doing. I'm telling you, my brother is a pimp,
word
so
up.
I know.
Word
I know
up.
Them look,
and
they look mad grown. They look older than me. Now, I'm 30, and they look older than me.
Yeah, and I'm telling y'all, I tell you, young ladies.
Right, hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. We're going to get another call up in here. We're going to get another caller calling out at the 914. I believe
doing,
this is the brother Pro Dillinger.
Yo, Black, what's goody?
This is Pro. Who is
this? It's Pro, man.
Hi, what's going on, man?
Shit, my dude. Shit, son. Yo, this nigga Ben Roethlisberger's a rapist, man. This nigga, he remind me of one of these college dudes, like one of these wild college football player niggas that be getting all drunk, be wilding out, grabbing up shorties in the ass and all that. He one of them kind of dudes because son keep getting in trouble for the same shit, man, forcing himself
you know what,
on somebody, man.
I think she asked him for more money. I think she asked him for more money, and he was like, you ain't getting shit, and they probably just start fighting.
Yeah, or whatever. Well, that nigga's like, bitch, you don't know me? I'm Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you stupid, you know what I'm saying?
$300. That's Trump change.
Oh, nah, you talking, but you talking about the dude Lawrence Taylor now. Son was just trying to get some buns. Like, he ain't do nothing wrong because he ain't know that girl was little, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't know the girl was little. He was just trying to get some buns. He was up here in Ramapo chilling, you know what I'm saying? He was all chilling, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Son was probably in the room getting high or whatever. We were chilling, you know, y'all need some buns. So he called his man. His man came up with a broad. He did what he did. He paid the broad, and he left.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I bet you that girl's been doing it for years, even though she's that young. I bet you she's doing it for a while.
Either that, or she was just like one of these little runaways, you know, like, you know, these little prostitutes.
That's
most of them
exactly
is runaways.
Yeah,
you
they
know
are
what
runaways.
I'm saying? So she probably had ran away and she caught some kind of emotions because it was Lawrence Taylor, because that nigga's recognizable. I don't care if you're 16 years old. You know who Lawrence Taylor is.
I don't know who
that is. Or maybe the pimp nigga was like, yo, listen, bitch, we're going to Lawrence Taylor house. You better act right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then when she got there and she got dirted or whatever, she got her bread or whatever like that, she got in the whip and was text messaging her uncle and blah, 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 blah. She tried to be an opportunist, basically.
Yeah, more or less. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Because now you're going to call your own.
857-4302. We over here, we talking about the whole Lawrence Taylor situation, the whole controversy that's going down right now. Also, too, I know you guys got something going on. I know, Pro, you got your album in the works.
Yeah,
it'll be Grit Life. Also,
up,
too, I know Queen of, she got the Alkaline Water popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Queen of Swords.
Yeah, you know, I want to pick up that Alkaline Water. Get your soul right.
Get your soul right with that Alkaline Water. Word.
Get your cells right, man, for your metaphysics.
Get your metaphysics right. Also, too, Ebony, you know, she got the cheesecakes popping off, $20 a pie, 3 weeks in advance notice.
For real? That's what's up.
So if you want a cheesecake, you can holler at me or Eb. Give us 3 weeks notice, $20. And
you
know we're going to do delivery. We're shipping them.
You meant literally cheesecakes? Literally?
Yes.
Oh, I thought y'all was talking in codes, because I'm like, are
you serious? Nah, son, we talk about real
cheesecake.
Live cheesecake.
I thought y'all was talking about
cheesecake with the graham cracker crust. That's what we're doing.
That's what it is right there,
son. We're going to take another quick break, get over, pay some bills, get to some other music. You're a pro, man. I need some music for me for next week.
Matter of fact.
I'm going to play something else, and we get right back into it.
All right.
Keep it in.
Guys, we're back. Before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to, I know someone who I know is listening. Pearl, I know you're out there, you're listening, you're giving your feedback via Facebook. I see you out there. Hello. Once again, we're back. One more event I want to get out there, and that's the Ride That Wave on the Hudson Blackout Edition. That joint's happening on the 29th. And that's going to be at Pier 40. So it's a bus ride. Tickets are $30. They got two floors going on with a buffet. And ladies, get singles, hit the ATM. There will be a stripper in the building. Well, on the boat.
Oh, my
just
God. Let me get a pen.
It'll be posted on the site.
Get a pen. What you said on it?
All right. I'm going to give all the information, but I'm going to post everything on the fan page after the show. So if you miss any event I talked about, you can go back, download this, or just go to the fan page and get all the info. All right, like I said, this is going down at Pier 40, Chelsea Piers. Y'all know where that's at. $30 a ticket. Chelsea Piers in Miami. They got two floors up here, like I said, a stripper for the ladies. You want to contact DJ Show, and his number is 845-821-5610 for all information about that part.
Strippers with an S, right?
Yes. Also, too, I want to give notable mention to Trendsetters Fashion Boutique, and that's located on 38 South Franklin Street in Nyack, New York. They got all the latest trends, Black Label, True Religion, all of that good stuff. They got decent prices, too, so you want to check them out.
Trendsetterswear.com.
Shout out to the Trendsetters. The E-Team, all that.
All that. We in here,
right,
baby,
so now,
pregame.
Now, also, too, because I remember on the last show, somebody asked me where the whole premise of the pregame came from, so I think also, too, I'll give you guys a little bit of feedback on that. Back as far as I can remember, even back when me and the homie Pro was in high school, you know, before a party, we would gather up at one place and we pregame. We do that, you know, get a little buzz before we hit the party. And plus, that way we save money, so we not buy drinks at the bar.
Exactly. Drink two 40s before you go out to the club and get wasted before you get there.
That's not good.
Yes,
so you know you ain't gotta buy nothing at the bar. So
exactly.
So what I did, me being a proud member of the Remix family, also on Block Talk Radio, I took the idea, you know, why not take that and run with it. So now we have the pregame. So also, like I said, if it wasn't for Miss Blue and the Remix Show, there'd be no pregame. All right, so if you guys ever get a chance, you want to check out her show. Y'all want to check out the Remix, we're going to get it good with that. So right now, we're still going back because it seems like the whole Lawrence Taylor controversy is going real good. We actually lost one of the co-hosts. So right now, it's me and Al. We ride how. We got Queen of Swords. We got Pro Dillinger in the building.
Yeah.
Also, you know, Mother's Day is tomorrow. I know you're a proud dad and all that. You got a story about your mom, or, you know, you want to give a shout out to your baby moms. What's up?
Yo, for real, man. Matter of fact, I'm out here at my mom's house right now, man. Block Talk Radio, listen to me, man. I'm in Rockland County, man. HMU dot dot dot. You dig? I'm over here in Mom Duke's crib. I got the baby girl with me. Shout out to Mom Duke's. Going to see my grandmother and my aunts and all them tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Little barbecue action and all that. Shout out to my baby moms. You know what I'm saying?
Can beautiful.
You know what I mean? Thank you, Queen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the moms out there, especially my single mothers, man. I love y'all, man. You doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You need somebody to step in that place, man. Holler at the boy Dillinger.
This guy, he's always putting out his application to be stepdaddy, man. You gotta watch
I got to.
That's what's up.
All right, so also, too, you know what I'm saying? All right, so with the whole LT thing, pretty much everybody is either 50-50. Either he's just a grease ball or, you know,
Someone's just getting buns, y'all.
That's how I call it. I see it like this. It happened, you know what I'm saying? He was a dude trying to get his, but, like, I think he should have a little bit more coop on the end. I don't care. A brother could tell a young chick from an old chick. I don't care. After makeup and how her body is, a real nigga, he could tell if a chick is of age, underage, or well over.
But, you know, check this out, though. Feel me on this, son. Now, the dude, being that you 51 years old and you a Hall of Fame football player, you getting money, and then at the same time, you just signed a contract for a new show and all that. You think this nigga couldn't get no grown buns?
That's what I'm saying. He got to go to a club on LT, bitch.
Hold up. Did you just say that he just signed a contract for a new show?
There you go.
Let's stir up this controversy because now niggas is going to watch that show. We want to see what the fuck is going on with LT.
Yeah.
He is very smart. Very smart. That's what's up.
You think he's going to serve time?
You can't get no benefits off of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can't pull a Ben Roethlisberger. He ain't won a Super Bowl in over 15 years.
That may be.
All he got to do is go to an anger management class and miss 6 games, and that's it.
Now, six games
out of a 17-week season is hard, but
it is hard.
That's all you get.
It is hard. And then on top of that, my son LT, the nigga's dumb old, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's already got a lot of off-the-field issues, you know, with the drugs and all of that other shit. So they're going to go hard on son. They're going to go real hard on son. And plus, you had sex with a young girl, a 16-year-old girl, nigga. You're done, nigga. You're done. You're going to have to pay the stupid hard fine.
Just remember that he didn't know.
But wait a minute, and that's the crazy shit. It did happen out there in Rockland County, right?
I'm out here right
now. It did? Oh, I know over there. That's Spring Valley. I used to live there.
Wow.
It's a wrap, man. More or less.
My dude LT's finished up.
He's going to get off.
Because regardless of whether he ain't won a Super Bowl or none of that other shit, or if he ain't got this other nigga's money, the fact remains he's still LT. They not going to let it go down like that. Nah, that nigga, listen, whoever he signed this show with, they got money invested. He's an investment. They not letting it go down like that.
But he'll be a trial,
and he'll be remorseful. He'll give a speech, and he'll say he didn't mean it, and he was just out trying to have a good time, and it wasn't about the drugs.
Check this out, though, right? Check this out. This is how it's going to play out, because, see, this is where it's all fucked up at, right? Him and his lawyer is talking about, oh, you see how the lawyer came out and made the statement. He was like, Lawrence Taylor at no time had no kind of sexual intercourse. He messed up right there.
He said he didn't even touch her.
Yeah, but then when the police got him and they got him in the station, he was like, yeah, I was boning, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I mean? I ain't no shorty was whatever. So he already admitted it, and then the lawyer came out
after the initial hearing and was like, yo, he never had sex with Shorty. That's stupid. I hate when athletes do that, man. If you did something, man, just say, yo, I did it, man. I made a mistake.
Yeah, you're right. You got to own up to that shit. You got to own up to that shit.
Because they, gonna saw look her, worse. They saw her beat up. They saw her bloody and beat up. So you can't lie about that.
The pimp nigga did it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The pimp did that shit. What you mean? That? Oh, you got out that nigga was $300? That was motherfucking LC. You supposed to have $1,000, bitch.
Exactly, Ab.
Thank you.
Exactly, Ab.
And
she
you ain't try hard enough. You ain't try hard enough. That's what the fuck that was about right there.
Yep, and he bust her ass right in that car, and that's why Shorty texted her uncle like, yo, this nigga is busting my ass.
Like,
da, da, da. $300 from LC.
Let this be a lesson.
And you know what's crazy, right?
You young ladies. Thinking about running away from home. Yo, shit, it can't be that fucking bad.
They
because
still
you
doing
see what happened to
you
out
you
in the street.
Yeah.
Street ain't got no love for you. There's no love for you in the fucking street, you hear?
They
and that's one thing you must know. Never look a pimp in the eye unless you want something. You understand?
Exactly, ma. Exactly. Unless you try
they
to choose.
Doing it.
Don't look me in my face unless you're trying to
never
choose.
Never look Queen of Swords in the eye.
Whoa, yo. Don't look me in my face, ma, because right then and there you out of pocket. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, if these little girls be walking around saying they want to milk a dude for sneakers, they know what they're doing.
Sneakers,
they milk dudes for, that's how they have all
but
them
you know
kids.
What? That ain't nothing new because I'm a, yo, I remember, I have friends that was back in the 90s. We was fucking for 54-11s. And if y'all know what
right,
from the hood, you know
what
54-11s
is. We got 15 minutes left. I'm letting one more person in the room, and we rock on this topic until the end of the show. So let me get this last caller in the room, also calling out of Rockland County.
Yo, little twin, what up, baby?
All right, my boy Dave, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man, nothing. So y'all talking about all this shit with LT going on and shit, huh?
Yeah, man, so what you saying about that?
Well, I didn't expect that from Lawrence Taylor. I'd expect it from Mike Tyson, but not Lawrence.
Hey, Dash, it's Goody. Goody Life in the building.
You didn't expect what? That he beat her up or he did it with her? Which one?
He whooped her ass.
Nah, LT did it.
LT was a gentleman on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a Tyson move.
Expect
what? You don't want to fornicate? I'm going to go rob and give this on that ass.
No, not him. The pimp beat her up for bringing back $300.
Yes, son. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn, sorry. Bitch, go get back some more money.
Yo, here's the thing
I hope that dude's in jail. I'd love to be a cellmate.
Yeah, he is. He is in
no
jail.
No homo, but I'd make him wash my socks and hold my pocket.
Yeah, you would make LT hold. I don't think LT will hold your pocket, blood. That nigga's stupid, baby.
No, not LT. I'm talking about the pimp. I like LT
still.
Yeah. I support LT, son.
Use your brakes.
Yeah, that nigga locked up, and he looks chill, too. He looks.
I support LT, because
he
went through all this.
Son, the feds is on that pimp, nigga. Did you see the paper today? The feds is investigating that nigga now.
Wow. Nah, I need to check that shit out.
Yeah, son, the feds is a bitch trying to run down on the pimp. Like, they trying to make an example out this nigga, man.
Hell yeah, they're trying to make an example. They
Nigga, when they pick him up, they're talking about being a positive being investigated by the feds.
All right, hold on. Let me throw this out there on top of the whole LT thing. Why is it that, yo, the media, they dog out anybody who's up in that $100,000 plus tax bracket? Not even that type of tax bracket, but you just be noticed. You do the simple thing that a regular Joe would do. It's looked, you know, looked away. But the media, they're going to blast it like, say, Tiger Woods. How many people you know ain't got jumped off to the side? You know what I'm saying? How many people you know ain't got jumped off on the side and all that?
Word. See, but Tiger Woods, it looked a little crazy because Tiger Woods is like a white man. You know what I'm saying? That's why they don't expect nigga shit from Tiger Woods.
That's because he's like an OJ, man.
Yeah, Tiger Woods nigga came out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that. Oh, Tiger Woods man came out. Says, let me tell you something, we animals before we human, okay?
Yeah,
you know what, I didn't understand it till I reached adulthood, but as a kid, my dad always said a stiff dick is no conscience.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is true, and I don't get why people are getting so, like, surprised and shit when, like, all these I'm mistresses.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either, though, but the media is acting like, oh, we're
shocked. Stay out of his business because he's a grown-ass man, number one, and what he does behind closed doors. See, this is the thing with these people. They see they sexually repressed. All right, so they want to hear, they want to know what went on with Tiger. They want detail. How you going to demand that the man come out and tell the world how fucking dare you? And yeah, he was married, but guess what? That little cracker bitch knew exactly what she was doing when she got down with Tiger. I wouldn't be surprised.
Did you know that she was with any one of these hoes that
came and said, yeah, I slept with Tiger. I would not be fucking surprised. She got it made for the rest of her fucking life. She ain't got to do shit. She probably
before she got with Tiger, she was with liquor.
Not for nothing, though, but I play super.
Hold on a sec. I gotta do this one thing. I gotta give a shout out. This goes to Ashley. Ashley, your mommy Pearl, she loves you. If you're up, go to bed. But your mom loves you. She wanted me to give you this shout out. So Ashley, she loves you. Go to bed. Also, I gotta give a shout out to Tough Wire Consultants LLC. They can reach on Facebook. They're doing a whole bunch of things as far as cell phone sales, services, and things of that nature. You tell them you accept out a free game, you will receive an instant discount. All right?
Yeah.
So that's Tough Wire Consultants. They do all of that.
Yeah.
Also, too, we got to give a shout-out once again, Pro Dillinger. Look out for him. Welcome you, Mr. New City. Check out his show, Real Talk, going on during the week. Blue Raspberry Win. I can't stress the love I got for her enough. Check her out on the remix. It seems that we got a co-host back. Jay's back from doing the daddy duty. Also, trying to shout out to Real Life Entertainment Culture Company coming out of Miami, Florida. Shaheem the Man Child, he will be here in a couple of weeks. So you guys stay tuned. I'm working on getting him on the show as we speak. You know, so we're going to be talking about the stuff on Takeout. We're going to clear all the business around the Shaheem once we get him on the show. So stay tuned for that. Also, too, for all y'all wrestling fans out there, I'm currently in the works of getting some personalities on here to give y'all some game as far as how the wrestling thing goes. It seems like the last 10 minutes, we're rocking on the whole Wise Media Dog and all our celebrities. I'm opening up all the phone lines. You guys, if you want to say something, press 1 on your phone. If you want to say something, press 1 on your phone. You want to give a Mother's Day shout-out, press the number 1. Last couple minutes, we got calling out of 646. I believe this is Sister Chance. Chance, you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, Chance, what's up, baby?
I want to give a Mother's Day shout-out.
Okay.
Do
it.
Shout-out to all the moms.
No,
go ahead,
knock
yourself out.
How's your mommy?
Hi, Ev. Hello. What's going on? What are you doing? What's the topic?
Well, we're waiting for you to give your Mother's Day shout-out. You just said I want to give a Mother's Day shout-out. I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Well, Mother's Day shout-out to my mommy, Cheryl Wright.
Shout-out to mom.
I love her. She put up with a lot of my shit and made me fabulous. So, happy Mother's Day, mommy.
Happy Mother's Day,
that
that's what's up.
Happy Mother's Day to my little nigga there. Okay, we got somebody calling out at a 563. So it seems that pregame is getting a bit more internationally known. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the love. 563, you are in the pregame. What's going on?
Yeah, this Lance Miguel from Montgomery, Alabama. I was just want to show love for the Mother's Day.
Okay, Alabama's back in the building. What's going on, man? I know you've been with the show since we started. So you pretty much heard a little bit of anything we were talking about.
Yeah,
anything you wanna shed some light on?
Well,
your own two cents on anything we spoke about?
Yeah, the first thing, you know what I'm saying, that ALT shit, you know what I'm saying? That's my first time hearing about the shit when y'all were talking about the shit, so
wow. Damn, blood.
I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm a conscious bunk in what they call. You know what I'm saying? It's all spiritual to me. All that other shit, I just really don't even smoke, right? I don't smoke none of that shit. But I like to give a shout out to Queen of Swords, man, last night when she was did that motherfucking poetry. And then when the dude said she had something to give away, when the dude said he had something to give away, I said, Queen of Swords gonna win that bitch. I said, I swear to God, I said Queen of Swords gonna win it because
I thought
it
was gonna win.
They Queen of Swords
Evan.
And Ebony. I knew you were gonna win
like,
it though, because
I love.
For real though, but the thing about it, man, Brooklyn Black, straight up, my nigga, straight from down here in the South, man. I gotta get love, man, because the first time I got that shit from Ebony from the remix, and when the first time I was on there last week, I programmed you right after we got off the phone. I programmed the shit at Blog Talk Brooklyn Black, right? And then after I programmed the shit and saved it, I looked back at the shit and it said Brooklyn Back. And I said, soon as I read that shit, I seen the image of ODB in my head. And it came to me like Brooklyn Zoo. I said, God damn.
Oh,
I said, Brooklyn Back. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so I got you programmed as Brooklyn Back, my
mind,
nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even mind the whole ODB capacity because we already know those in the remix. We already know ODB is one of our 8 immortal gods. So you guys can pay me to him. Give me the capacity.
Do it.
I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much.
Hey, man, I'm with you. Like you said, I listen to the remix, right? I listen to the remix, but I'm with you every time, my nigga. Hey, let me know when you coming on, man, because I just call every fucking day.
Every Saturday.
You on Facebook?
Every Saturday.
I call every fucking day.
Every Saturday. Look, add me on Facebook. I know you're in the chat room, so put the Facebook info up there. add me on Facebook. Become a fan. You'll get all the up-to-the-minute updates and everything like that as far as the page goes. Also, too, if you got any events you want me to pick up going down in Alabama, email them to me at brooklynblk@gmail.com. You got music you want me to play, you know, you work on something, hit me up. Get it. You know, we get it in. You want contact for the alkaline water, you know, you can hit me. I'll let Queen of Swords get at you. You want the cheesecake, I'll let Abno. You want that, you want that new mixtape? Holler at me. I'll put you on with Pro. That's how we gonna do it.
I respect y'all.
I'm taking another call because we got about 5 minutes left. So anybody who got a hand up, I'm taking them in. 917.
5 minutes left. That was quick. Hold on.
917.
Hey.
Okay, everyone, listen. A very, 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 very important guest. This is my mother. This is my mom, and those who know me, she's playing with a whole bunch of my BS.
Hello. That's about a 3-hour show to talk about what this boy has done. But I'm calling in to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day, and also to say a shout-out to my daughters. They are mothers, Ebony, Eddie, Uni, Chance, I love you madly, and I'm very proud of the mothers that you have become, and I hope, too, that you are the mothers that I hope to have been the mother to you, to your children. I love you madly.
Thank you for loving
That is so sweet.
All right, we got one more calling out of the 347. This is the 347. We're riding out in the last 4 minutes. 347, who's up in here?
Hello, you hear me?
Okay. This is Kyle over here. What's going on, Kyle?
What's up, y'all? I just wanted to call in, like, to shout out my moms, my aunt, my grandmother, everybody that I know is a mother. It's a hard job, but somebody got to do it. And I know I haven't been, you know what I'm saying? I know I haven't been the best son, but I do my thing, but, you know, still.
You do, and you have. You have been the best. Thank you, son. I love you.
And
love
we
you
love
too,
you.
Mama.
I love you too. Yeah, this is your grandma. You only got one.
You only got one.
All right, okay, we got another one calling. We got somebody else calling in, calling out at the 347. 347, what's going on? You alive in the pregame. We riding out for the last 5 minutes.
Hiya.
That's my one.
Hiya.
Oh, that's Bonnie T.
What was that?
Is that my
Who's
new son?
That's Bonnie T.
Skeleton,
yo, turn it down, Bonnie T.
Okay, well, she has to turn something down. Come on, we talking grown folks stuff here. I'm going to let you on real quick, though. What's up?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to my mom, grandma. I'm trying to love this whole video, this
It's a radio. Dummy.
Oh my God.
All right. Thank you, Ari. You got my niece. You got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm gonna have to let you go. All right.
Thank you, Ari. Love you.
Yeah, check out my little niece. She's doing her thing on YouTube, Miss Get Silly. She does the whole drug movement thing, and she's kind of ill. So check her out when you go on YouTube. Also, too, I got to get some more of these shout-outs out of the way. Like I said, Blue Raspberry Wind, the Remix family, I love y'all. Good Life Entertainment, Shaheen. Oh, like I was saying before, all you wrestling fans, I'm trying to get Maria, Chris Jericho, and Mickey James up on the show. So y'all stay tuned to that, and we're going to get that going.
Wonderful.
Also, too, I want to give a shout out to everybody who was in the forum tonight. God, certainly has something to say from Alabama to Brooklyn, back up to Rockland. I want to thank all you guys. Please keep spreading the word. I'm going to keep doing this for y'all. Keep getting people up here. You know, let me know when y'all having parties, all that good stuff. Hell, tell me when y'all having a backyard barbecue. I will promote it on the show.
Ooh, that's
you
my favorite.
Backyard. All right, let me know when y'all have. And I think also, too, I will be broadcasting from barbecues.
Wow.
Right. So you have a popping barbecue, let me know. I will broadcast from there. Oh, I'll be there for. So that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Somebody yelling, looking for stuff. All right, the last minute. I'm going to go down the line. My brother from Alabama, you got any last words you want to get out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
One love, man. I was just sitting outside seeing some Mexicans.
All right, keep Alabama, that's good. Thank you for calling, yo. That's one love. Thank you for calling, son.
Love.
What's your jump for, Bev?
Say it again.
I said, you next up. What's your last 2 cents?
My last 2 cents is, listen, if you want to be grown, act like an adult.
Word.
That's it. That's all I gotta say. And that applies to everything. Gonna be grown, word. Act grown.
I wanna say universal love.
Universal love from Queen of Swords. As always, universal love. Pick up her alkaline water. Get some metaphysics in game. You know what I mean, I also, Dave, what's up, man? You been quiet. You got anything else you wanna get out there?
Yeah, I'm just listening, homie. Just enjoying the show, man. Just glad to be on the deck with y'all, man.
Longer.
You know what I'm saying?
So
y'all just keep doing your thing, Black. Word, son. What
up,
Queen of Swords? What up, Ebony? What up? You know what I'm saying? Rockland, Alabama. What up, man? Brooklyn Black.
Yeah.
Represent Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Jay Lou, I know you made me feel at home,
though, man.
All right. Well, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, because I love her a lot. She's always there for me, and she's always on my side, no matter what I do wrong or right.
Yeah.
Whatever I do, she's always at my back. And I want to say the media, they just do what they do to the celebrities to feed for themselves. It's not really about interest for the celebrities or for bringing the news to the people.
Word.
Yes,
peace.
One love.
One. Ow.
Deuces.
Yeah.